5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're live. 87 is back. It's been a couple months. Anyways, it's been a couple months, and I just needed to focus on other things before I did another episode, episode 35, if I'm not mistaken. The last one was April 15th or something like that. And man, it's been what, 4 months? No. Yeah, right? June, July. What am I talking about? Well, it's going to be like 4 months or so. 3.5 months, I guess. No, not even. 3 months. 3 months. And this is the last time I did an episode. Well, what has happened ever since that day? Not much in terms of... yes. A lot of shit has happened. I travel a lot for work. I went to San Diego like twice already. I went to Seattle for the first time. It's fucking horrible, disgusting. Seattle, the city of Seattle. Now, the scenery, like, you know, to view and when you're on the plane, to view the scenery of Washington as a state is beautiful. It's all green. Very clean air. It's not like, you know, here in Southern California, which is disgusting. But downtown, like Seattle, the city of Seattle, is very, very, very disgusting. It's like downtown LA. It's you know, they have a lot of homeless situation as well. I went out there for work, and the guy that was showing me around with the job sites and all that kind of stuff, it was just telling me, like, yeah, man, it was the same issue we have here as the same issue that we have up here is the same issue that you guys have down there. The homeless situation is just, you know, horrible. It's pretty pretty bad. But other than that, it was all right. the towns around Seattle, they were good. Went to Tacoma, it was nice. I liked Tacoma, like downtown Tacoma. It was very gives you the feel of San Francisco because of the streets. They go all the way up and they go down. And then you see the you know, all that area is attached to the Pacific Ocean. That's what it's called, the Pacific Northwest. But it's pretty nice. It was nice. That area was nice. And then up north is called this town called Edmond. It was nice too. It was really nice. It was very like a small town, a bunch of older people, like grandpas and grandmas, just walking around with their dogs, everybody minding their own business. So it was nice. That was a nice city as well. One thing I did notice when I was up in Seattle, I was up there for a week. Yeah, man, a lot of white people, you know. I saw a couple of Hispanic people, but not as much as you see in Southern California. You know, the same thing goes for black people. Not a whole lot. You know, you see... not a whole lot. I can honestly say with... counting in one hand, probably saw like 3 black people. In the city. But obviously in the airport is a bunch. And Hispanic. I only saw one time there Hispanic people. That's it. And God knows what they were. They were just talking Spanish. So I knew they were Hispanic because they were talking very, very good fluent Spanish. So it So, yeah. But, I mean, I guess that's just the way it is, right? I don't know. You know, Southern California is very, it's more known for people that want to come and want to come to the States and work and all that kind of stuff. And it's more invitable because of the weather and you know, Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, let's get into to some fights. Primarily, I do want to talk about some fights, but I want to talk about what I want to do moving forward with this outlet. I like doing a podcast. I like talking shit and expressing what I want to say and what I want to, how I feel and what I think about the sport of MMA and life in general and so on and so forth. But I feel me expressing what I want, what I feel, and just expressing only on this app, I'm limiting myself to more ears. So I started a channel on YouTube. I haven't named it yet. I'm thinking about a name. I don't know if I should call it 87 or Media 87 or something. But I just don't want to just focus just on MMA. I want to go in there and do bits, talk smack about what's trending, talk smack about what's stupid out there in terms of technology, in terms of what's popping, what's in style now. You know, I've always said this, and I mentioned this to my wife and to a bunch of people that are very close to me, friends, whatever. I felt like I was born 20, 30 years sooner. I mean, yeah, late, whatever, I don't know. I feel like for my mentality and the way I feel that things should be done and should be taken care of, I should have probably been born around the same time my dad was born. My dad is from 88. No, the fuck am I talking about 88? He's from 48. It's a fucking 40-year difference right there. 48. He was born in 1948. So he obviously he grew up the 50s, 60s. Realistically, he probably remembers only like 60s, 70s, and 80s. And things came around to worse than worse, like around late 90s, and then the 2000s, and then where we at right now, 2019. So that's how I feel. Maybe I can't say that I'm wrong about it because it's just the way it's a feeling, right? It's a feeling. It doesn't mean that you're right or wrong. It's just a feeling. Would it be different if I would have born in that time period? I feel like I would have enjoyed it better. And just because, you know, what I've learned and seen in the last couple months, that's another thing why I haven't done another episode in, you know, 3 months. I consume a lot of stuff in terms of I won't say knowledge, because you can look up things on YouTube or read things online, but you know, you always gotta read the opposite of it, right? You just can't take one source and hold on for that and just die on that. You can't just do that. But yeah, you know, my feeling of 2019. It's not what I can remember of 1999 or 1998 or 97 or even in 96, 95, what I can remember. I can still remember when, even not even that long ago, back in 2009, you know, 2009, 2010, the phones, you know, that's a perfect example. Social media is a perfect example. It's just getting ridiculous, man. It's getting too is getting too. You gotta always see it. This is how I see. You know, this is one way that you could probably, one way that I could probably argue with myself. Yeah, social media is not healthy for people, and I'm 100% guilty of it in terms of Instagram and YouTube. That's all I do, social media wise. I tried through Twitter, it didn't work. Facebook, I don't wanna fuck around with Facebook. I don't wanna even download the app on my phone. I didn't wanna see it. I had really, 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 really bad experience on Facebook, and I don't wanna discuss it here. I do wanna keep some things private. So yeah, no Facebook on me. Anywhere near my fucking future. So yeah, so I keep myself limited to social media world in terms of, you know, no Facebook, no MySpace. MySpace, who the fuck has MySpace nowadays? Who knows, right? I had MySpace. This was one of the first things ever. I had it all. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have that stupid shit. But I'm, like I said, I'm 100% guilty of it. You know, I had a private account on Instagram, which is me, and I have 4 pictures, and I was like, fuck, I don't wanna, having a social media account, it's good in terms of what I'm trying to do, you know, build a fan base or build something out of it for me, for what I want to, you know, share and for what I want to known for, right? Podcasting or whatever the case might be. That's good, but keeping the life, my private life out of it, that's another thing. So, you know, me having a picture of my wife or my daughter, daughters, because another one on the way, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. It's just not in the works for me. You know, if ever it comes down to that, then I'm just going to drop everything. I'm not going to put my child, both of them, on the eyes of the public. I'm just not going to do that. I don't put myself out there so much on social media. Why would I put my kid on it? You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I see bad of it. What I see good of social media, well, another thing that I see bad of it, well, I was trying to get at it, but I was just going in circles, is like, you know, when you go down the timeline on your Instagram, Jesus Christ, man, you get lost. You get lost for hours. I catch myself just going, scrolling down and down and down for like 10, 15 minutes straight. Just looking at my phone, my neck is about to snap. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, man. That is not good. That is not healthy. That's not what you should be doing with your fucking phone. That's one thing that I wish that it is still limited to just computers and laptops. You know, not have it on your phone. Email is the same thing. I wish that I would just be limited to laptops and computers and not on your phone. I feel like your phone should be essential for phone calls, obviously, text back and forth, obviously. Emails, I can see, you know, give a reply to an email here and there. And apps in terms of, you know, helping you find something. Mapping. Map is good. Like if you want to, if you have, you know, stocks or something, you can download to see where your stocks are. Banking as well is one of them. Like just, hey, you know, this is what how much money I have. Okay, cool. I can go out this weekend or whatever, you know. I think that's very good. You know. But yeah, I had those back in 2009, 2010. Now, I don't believe people know how to read maps. Now, I know how to read maps. And the reason I know how to read maps because of the different error codes and the street numbers and all the addresses. Because 2009, I started working as a contractor, independent contractor, for a cable company. Back in the day, it was Time Warner. Now it's being Spectrum. So when it was Time Warner, Time Warner would contract independent contractors to go out and do jobs because they had so much, I guess. So I applied and I got the job to be an independent contractor for this company called TBS. And TBS was contracted by Time Warner to go and disconnect the service. You know, whether you fucking pay it. If you didn't pay your service, well, we'll come out and disconnect you. If you cancel your service, we'll come out and disconnect you. If you're moving, we'll come out and disconnect your existing address, you know. And then an installer will come and install your new address. So I had to learn how to read a map. There was no way around it because my phone, I think at the time, I don't remember. I tried to remember what I had. I think I had a BlackBerry. You know, one of the old school BlackBerries when you could, it's more for email stuff. And it was very good for typing and texting and emailing, but not for maps or none of that. I didn't get an iPhone until 2000 and 2012, I think that's 2012. So, you know, going back in 2009, I had to learn how to remap because we would go to a bunch of, I would make a lot of stops, you know, at 35, from anywhere from 35 to 50 stops per day. And you had to make them. So, I'll calculate like 6-7 stops per hour. So, start at 7 in the morning, I'll be done, you know, roughly 3:30, 4. That was good. That was decent money. I was, you know. So I had to learn how to ground myself too. I'll start on this zip code, this city, then I'll move to this one, right next to them, and so on and so forth. I don't know if people know how to remap, you know. And they'll just get fucking lost. People, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know where north and east and west are, you know. Just by looking at the sun, you should be able to know, okay, well, the sun comes from the east, it goes down from the west, okay, well, the sun's going down that direction, so that's the west, and so on and so forth. On this channel that I'm talking about YouTube, I uploaded a video just to see how it will look by downloading the video, and I had a bit about me talking shit about vegans, and I was like, imagine if you were a vegan back in the year 1000, just going 1000 years from right now. We're in the year 2019. Just go 1000 years here in America. Just go 1000 years. No, Christopher Columbus didn't came to America into the year 15-something, 1502, 1514, or whatever it was. So, there was no Europeans here, which is, you know, Native Americans, and so on and so forth. Aztec, Mayans, Incas, whatever. Imagine, you were a vegan, you know, in the year 1000. You know, or just imagine that you go back in time right now. People go to Trader Joe's, Sprouts, and Whole Foods to get their fucking meat and their groceries and all that, so on and so forth. Imagine you go back in time. Somehow, some way, you fall into a black hole and then you come back in the year 1000. Same location. Let's just say here in Los Angeles. You walk in, you got your groceries, and poof. You fucking go down a black hole and you come back in the year 1000. Same location, LA. Imagine the shit you will see. Imagine the shit you had to run from. Imagine the shit you had to fucking deal and endure from. It's just insane. Insane how much we as a society and people, you know, not all of us, because there's some part of the country, some part in the world where you still gotta put in work to get your food, put in work to get your water, put in work to get even shelter. You know? But let's just call it 99%. No, 80%. Because there's still some parts of the world that, okay, they still go hunt, they still go do shit. 85%. 85% of the people of the world have a grocery. You know, you go to this grocery, you know you're going to find rice and beans, fruits and vegetables and meat. You think you're going to find that if you go back in time? No, man. We're too pampered. That's just the reality of it. Too pampered. Imagine some crazy end of the world happens where there is no more power. No more power. Zero power. Zero. The grid goes down. No more gas because you can't fucking produce gas or take out the oil and make it into gas. No more diesel. No more nothing. No more power. You can't even charge your stupid electric cars from Tesla and so on and so forth. Shit goes south real quick. Zero power. What do you think is going to happen within 20 days? 21 days? 30, 40, 50 days? 90 days, a year. The freeways will be taken over by grass, by dirt. Houses will be taken over by fucking vines and shit. Earth will take over major cities. Manhattan will be the best jungle ever. All those buildings and shit will just be taken over by Mother Earth. Okay, that will happen. What do you think is going to happen to people that are very, very, very dependent on groceries, on meat being delivered to your fucking house? Now, they have food on wheels. You're too fucking lazy to cook. You just go call 1-800, deliver my fucking food, and they will send you a package with everything already pre-cooked. All you got to do is fucking cook it on your stove. That's how much of a fucking pussies that we have become. You don't want to go to the groceries no more? No problem. Fucking go online, select the shit you want to get, pay online, and we'll deliver your fucking food for you. Oh, you don't want to stock your shit in your fridge? Don't worry. Tip them, and they'll fucking stock it for you. Am I guilty of that? No, not yet. But yeah, I'm guilty of ordering shit online because I'm too lazy to go to the store. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. What's going to happen? What's happening if all that goes south? All that power, all that electricity, all those grids go south? Well, you're going to have to learn how to hunt. How are you going to eat? How do you need? How are those industrial cows gonna get killed? It's gonna take a lot of manpower to fucking kill them, right? Just go back to the 1800s, 1700s, when ranchers came around. You know, we're gonna have to go back to that. We have to go back to learn how to hunt, how to skin, how to fucking, how to skin the animal, how to cut their legs, how to preserve the meat, how to, if refrigerator is going to be useless because it's going to be fucking hot, depending on the part of the world that you're living in. You have to, people don't know, but salt was more valuable than gold in the fucking desert at some point. Why was it more valuable? Because salt will save your meat, save your fish for rotting and decomposing and shit. You know, it's just, it's mind blowing. And worst, my daughter is, she's gonna be 2 pretty soon, and how how society and technology is going and advancing, God knows what's going to happen within the next 20, 30 years. It's just insane. Insane. But, you know, again, mankind are driven. Are driven to pull out the latest iPhone, the latest Android, the latest Samsung, the latest car, the latest app, the latest social media, the latest everything, the latest whatever. It's not all bad because, you know, medicine, modern medicine has come long ways, right? It's helping a lot of people. But I feel that mankind has to choose and pick what they should advance. Now, is that possible? No, it's not. It's not possible because people are driven. Driven to do better, driven to move forward, driven to accomplishments. Like, look, I did this, but now I can, you know, make it better 10 times faster. You know, it's just, I have an iPhone, and I got it in 2016 or something like that, and, yeah, I'm not, like, it's great, I don't need to get a new one. Now, am I going to get a new one? Someday, I don't know when, next year or so, or when it's time, when the time is right, I guess, I don't know. You know, and yeah, I mean me going on this rant is just it's just the feeling that I have, and the feeling that I've not known, but the feeling that I feel that it's concerning. I guess I don't know how to explain it, but. It's, you know, it's a reality that we're going through. Everybody is. It's just like I was saying, you know. Just imagine that you're going to a black hole. You come back, and then you're 10,000. What do you do? You gonna use your phone to call someone and be like, I'm lost? No, you gotta figure it out, man. You gotta learn how to hunt. You gotta learn how to fish. You gotta learn which fruits you gotta eat. You gotta know which berries are poison, which are not. You gotta know which animal you can, you know, dump your energy in, try to catch it, kill it, skin it, and grill it. You know, you can't be picky either. Like, oh, I don't want to eat that. All I eat is spinach and kale and strawberries and blueberry smoothies. Well, you know, motherfucker, no, you can't. You gotta eat what you can. Stop asking me for acai bowls and shit. Kill a motherfucking animal, or you're gonna starve to death. Go fish. Go get a fucking salmon or something. But, you know, I was listening to this person, and I'm a dumb, but even that made no sense, and it has no background whatsoever. Their teeth are not made to eat meat. Their stomachs are not made to handle the meat. Now, I do agree in one thing, that if you eat meat every single day, yes, your metabolism goes slow, and it takes, you know, a full day or whatever for the red meat to be processed. Now, fish, chicken is a whole different story. But like red meat, yes, I do believe that. Okay, that might be the case. But you're not supposed to consume a lot of meat either. Moderation. Moderation is a key word. You know, 4 ounces of meat with some vegetables is good for you. It's fucking great. Now, you go to a barbecue, you eat ribs, you eat steaks, you eat fucking tri-tips. You stuff your face with meat and sausages and all this. Well, yes, man. You're going to get fucking sick. What do you think? You're going to take all that meat. That's not good. Obviously, man. Fucking use your head. Use common sense. Now, when they were saying this stupid shit, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Where do you get this from? YouTube? Go to school, man. Know that for a fact, mankind were hunter-gatherers, yes, but they also they were hunters. They would go hunt deer, elk, go fishing. How do you think people in Alaska will survive all those brutal fucking winters? They gotta kill whales, seals. The fat of the whales that will help them not freeze to death. What are you talking about? People in Africa, you think they want to be vegetarian? You think they have an option? Come on, man. Please, please, listen to yourself. You know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I understand you want to push your belief, right? And, you know, it's fine. You believe in something and you want to die and ride with it. But please, don't make some shit that is not real. That's not good. That's not good. You're lying to people. You're making it seem like it's, you know. It's not good. You're giving the wrong information to people. You can get them get sick or whatever might be the case. Now, obviously, I'm pro-meat. It's a given. I do want to make something clear, though. With that being said, I did went vegetarian. Not vegan, vegetarian. Because I was still eating cheese and eggs. So I was consuming animal product in that sense, but I wasn't eating the meat. Now, I did that because I wanted to lose weight for a competition for jiu-jitsu. I did it because I felt like it was going to help me lose more weight a lot faster, which it did. So I was 200 and something pounds, started doing that diet. I don't know if I lost muscle weight. I'm pretty sure I did, but because I was doing a lot of rolling. I was doing 5-4 days a week. I was just on it. And I did that for 3-4 months straight. And the vegetarian part, I did it for 2 years or so. And I felt great. I did not feel anything, any different when I was eating meat and when I started doing vegetarian. But one thing that helped me eat, go that route in vegetarian is eating, knowing how to eat cleaner and more better choices on what I'm eating, knowing what's good for you and knowing what's not. So that in that sense it helped me out a lot. So with that being said, when I chose to go back and eat meat, it was 3.5 years ago or so. I think it was more 2.5 or so. 3 or 2.5. And that was when my wife got pregnant. And she was, you know, craving all these kind of foods and all this. And I was like, okay. Before we start eating meat again, we chose to go back and eat fish. Okay, we're going to eat some seafood. So we go eat sushi and so on and so forth. Now, that's good. That's all because of the fish oil and all that kind of stuff, which is good for your body. It's good for your brain. It's good for you. But then, you know, wife got pregnant, she was craving fucking meat. I was like, fuck it, let's go eat some fucking burgers, let's go eat some good steak, some good beef. I really don't fuck with pork. I just don't. Bacon and Canadian bacon and all that shit, not really. But beef, buffalo, elk, deer, all that stuff, yes I do. When I started eating that again, I did not feel any bad, any worse. I did not feel sick. I did not feel anything. I actually felt the same or slightly better. So, in my case, it's not everyone's case. Being vegetarian or eating meat did not make any difference. I was still the same. Now, with eating meat and lifting weights, I went up to 15 to 10. I think it's a combination of both, of muscle weight and some and the eating meat part, because you know you eat meat and you leave weights, well, obviously you're gonna gain some muscle. So it was that's a difference. But yeah, I don't, you know. So your body can take both. In my case, it took both great. Did not feel worse, or I did not feel sick because of lack of meat. And I didn't feel sick because of the consumption of meat. So I was fine. I was fine with both. Now I know people, personal experiences, that they went vegan, straight out raw vegan. Vegan, not vegetarian, vegan, and they got some health issues. They went back on eating a little bit of fish, a little bit of chicken, and poof, they were okay. The health issues went bye-bye. They went, see you later. So it was, you know, who's right and who's wrong? I'm not no expert, but you know, in some people's cases, if being a vegan or being a vegetarian is making you ill, eat some fucking meat, man. Change your diet. Maybe you're not meant for that diet. Maybe that's not your cup of tea. And I remember us telling this person, it was like, listen, why don't you just eat, you know, get like a pound of beef and cook it well, well cooked. I like my shit medium rare, you know, because I'm a fucking savage and I like to see blood. But I'll try to get, you know, get a little ribeye, sirloin, just cook it well done, cut it into some pieces with some nice vegetables and sprouts and shit and some rice, some whatever you want to do. Just a little bit. See how you feel. No, poor animals. Those poor animals. Oh my god, dude. So you'd rather feel sick. You'd rather feel ill because you don't want to. Poor animals. Poor. What are you talking about? Yeah. Whew. No, that was a rant. 30 something minutes, I think. I mean, just fucking ranting about this. But that's my personal belief. You know, I don't feel that everyone is entitled, or I don't feel like everyone should do what I'm saying or have the same feeling or so on and so forth. That was my experience with being a vegetarian and then eating meat. Did not feel anything, or more or less with both of them, I feel the same. But yeah, moderation, I think, is a key word. You know, choose wisely what you want to do, what you want to get, and how you want to eat it. But yeah. But yeah, that's my welcome back, right? Talking shit about. Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy this fucking rant that I just did. Go to my page, Media87. That's Media87 on Instagram, and I'm gonna find out which name I should get for my YouTube channel, and I'll share you with that with you guys. I'm gonna just throw some random videos in there talking smack, talking shit. Hopefully you guys don't get offended, and if you guys do, let me know, so then I will know that who's listening to it. Other than that, you guys are listening, thank you for coming back. If you guys are not listening, well, hopefully one day you guys do listen. This 87 podcast, we're out.